Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Wednesday with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Google announces game streaming service Stadia. It promises support for any display and mid-game handoff between devices. It has an integrated live stream and initially limited to Chrome for browsing streaming, but the company plans to support other browsers. It works with existing controllers and mouse/keyboard setups. Google is launching a dedicated controller with capture/share and Google Assistant buttons. It runs on AMD GPUs in the cloud. Stadia will launch this year in the US, Canada, the UK, and most of Europe. Google will reveal launch titles and other details this summer. Also, Stadia includes a feature called CrowdPlay, which enables YouTube livestream viewers to join the streamer in-game. The streamer can feature those players in the stream, and the stage share feature enables viewers to experience the exact gameplay scenarios of streamers. Kickstarter workers announced plans to unionize via the Office and Professional Employee International Union. Known as Kickstarter United, the workers intend to improve company transparency and inclusiveness. If the union is recognized, Kickstarter will be the first major tech company in the US to unionize. HP announces Reverb, a lightweight Windows mixed reality headset slated to launch in late April. The $600 consumer version and the $650 enterprise-focused Pro model come with two Bluetooth motion controllers and support SteamVR. Both feature inside-out tracking and 2160x2160 resolution and a 140-degree field of view. Facebook updates ad targeting policy after settling housing discrimination suit. Going forward, advertisers marketing employment, housing, or credit will not have the ability to target based on gender, age, or zip code. Facebook will not disclose users' protected social classes, and Facebook will also pay $5 million as part of the settlement. NVIDIA launch Jetson Nano, a pocket-sized AI computer that just costs $99. The company is targeting designers, researchers, and DIY makers. With the NanoDev kit, which boasts 472 gigaflops of computing power, an ARM processor, a 128-core NVIDIA Maxwell GPU, 4 gigs of RAM, and supports a variety of AI frameworks. NVIDIA also unveiled an open-source $250 model robot kit named JetBot that runs on the Nano. This was your shot of the coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.